suggestions for a more permanent, either it could be elbows or could be anything else or different, we could switch off different topics. This week I'll speak about the parsha, but we can do that sometimes too, but maybe you should just speak among yourselves and decide what you prefer, and we'll take it from there. Okay, so the parsha that we just read, first of all, we also have to give a mazel tov to Avi, who just got engaged. Since I want to speak about the Shira a little bit. So. We also have two chassanim really on the brink here also. So. Okay. Okay. So this week's parsha that we read this week, now that we have the background, real background. Another chassid just walked in the room also. the parsha we just read last week, parsha Shalach. So the centerpiece of the parsha, of course, is the Shira. Even to the extent that we characterize the Shabbos as Shabbos Shira, which is very unusual. We do that based on a particular episode in the Kriyas HaTorah, and especially when you consider that it's a jam-packed parsha. It's not only the Shira, there are other critical episodes that take place as well. The episode of the Mon, and the Parsha of Amalek, and various other issues that are central as well. But the Shira certainly stands out as the centerpiece, and I'd say we define the Shabbos in that sense as well. The Shira that we encounter here, Az Yashir, is of course the first of the Shiros, not the last, but the first, and in many respects the paradigm of the Shira. Although the relationship between Shiras Az Yashir and Shiras Hazinu is a very interesting topic in its own right, and we'll speak about that another time. Kisnu Lachem Es HaShira Hazos, right, the Stam Shira in that context refers to the Parsha of Hazinu. So really there are two Shiras. So we speak of the Shira, we have two different meaning questions, what the relationship is between them, but generally at least the first of the Shiras, in many respects the model is Shiras Hazinu, and the fact that it's written in special form in Sifrei Torah, which of course we're all familiar with, is an indication of its being almost a Chativa B'fnei Atzma. In other words, it's not just the different contents, but the fact that there's different style in the Torah Shebichtav, in the way in which it's rendered in the Sefer Torah, that accents its uniqueness, its singular nature. It's intended to stand out even visually. The fact is that not only in the Sefer Torah, but the role of Shiras Az Yashir is something which is reflected in our tefillos every day as well. And for that reason, again, Az Yashir stands out. We recite it at least in two different contexts in our daily tefillos, commemorating the event of Shira Zayat. Not only that, but it's possible that even as we say it on a daily basis, we say it almost, or we refer to it in one case and we say it in the other, the Torah Shira. Everybody's familiar with the famous formulation of Rav Haigon, quoted by the Ramban and the Ran in Arvim Sachin, where he speaks about two ways of saying Hallel. So he talks about a way of Hallel, the Omrim Hallel B'derech Kriya, and Omrim Hallel B'derech Shira. Again, this idea of Shira, as opposed to Kriya, has its roots in Az Yashir, meaning that the Shira component is a kind of a more experiential or a more personal component, which is why on Leil Pesach, when we're experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, that's what we're supposed to be doing, Kilu Yatza Atan, as the Rambam says, Mitzrayim, so we say B'Torah Shira, not B'Torah Kriya. So, of course, again, the roots of this are in Shira, in Az Yashir, which is a highly pure, personal, meant to be personal and an experiential kind of Shavach V'Hodah, not the not simply the intellectual formulation of Shavach as we find it in other contexts. It's also interesting the way in which we find the Shira in our daily tefillos. According to most Rishonim, at least, in one sense we find it as part of Pesukim Zimra. In another, as part of Birchas Kriya Shema, and perhaps even the connection between Kriya Shema and Tefila. In other words, the key to Smichas Geula with Tefila. I just want to take a couple of minutes just to speak about the halachic side of it just for a moment before we speak about maybe what its significance is all about. In our tefillah, so the Shira, Az Yashir, appears as the apex of Pesukei Dezimra. Okay, that's not clear in the Gemara, but again, in the way that tefillah was developed earlier and then later by the Gaonim and the Rishonim, so what we do is Az Yashir is the culmination of Pesukei Dezimra. The Abu Dram, in his Perush on Tefillah, emphasizes this strongly. The fact that Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim concludes on Pesukei Dezimra, but perhaps it's not just Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps the point is more specifically the Shira and what and the message that it conveys. He argues even that one should conclude Az Yashir with a double Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, which is a big machlokas paskim, whether we do that or not. And he says it's just like the Abu Dram says there are some people who concluded by doubling many of the Mizmorim. He says he thinks that's wrong. The only ones that you should really conclude with a doubling of is the ones that represent the end of a section. So we say Kolan Shama Tahalal Ka, we repeat that twice because that's the end of the Mizmorim in Pesukei Dezimra. And then again, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, because that too is the end of the Shira. So that's just an interesting ha'ara. But of course, the implication of it is that within Pesukei Dezimra there are two sections. Right? There's a section which ends with the Mizmorim, with the reciting of Tehillim, with the Kriya, let's call it, of Tehillim. And then, starting from Baruch, then comes the Shira components, the Shiros, the Tishbachos, which culminate at Az Yashir, again, which is double Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, as if this is the end of the final section of Pesukei Dezimra, but an independent section of Pesukei Dezimra at that. Now, again, there are other views, perhaps, in among the poskim. Again, they don't say so much that this is what it's about, but clearly there are those who don't see Az Yashir as playing a critical role in and of itself in Pesukei Dezimra. For example, the Abu Dram also quotes, and the Beis Yosef picks up on this, that some people argue that, you know, starting from Vayivarech, David, etc., till the end of Az Yashir, so you have 15 forms of Shevach, the Tishbachos. And these represent the basis for Yishtabach, which is the Siyum Bracha of Pesukei Dezimra. So the argument seems to be that, you know, the reason that these sections are here is because they provide the background, the framework for the Yishtabach that follows. But that's very different than saying that the theme of Az Yashir is the concluding theme of Pesukei Dezimra because it represents the apex of what Pesukei Dezimra is all about, and then of course all you can do after that is give the concluding bracha. Right? So we have two perspectives. One is that it's here for intrinsic purposes, and the other is that no, it's just like an introduction. Makes more meaningful the bracha that follows. And as I said before, there are others who simply disagree with the kfelos of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, and that for various reasons also. The Orchas Chaim, the Beis Yosef quotes it as well, says that you shouldn't say Hashem Yimloch twice because it's like Korei Shema Shema, which is not a proper thing to do. It looks like Shtei Rishuyos. Maybe it's not as bad as Modin Modin, about which we say Shaskin also, but either way, it's not an appropriate thing to do. Rather, you should say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, and then say the Targum, the Aramaic equivalent. That's the way to conclude. The Beis Yosef himself, again, has this other scheme in which he argues that the reason that we conclude Az Yashir as the final psukah in Zimra is because if you count it up, there are 72 osios kodesh, he says, connected 72 shemos Hashem. And then he says, if you would say Hashem Yiloch Alam Vaed, Hashem Yiloch Alam Vaed, so there would be more than that, it'd ruin the whole scheme. So he says, that's for sure, you shouldn't say it twice. Okay, so again, these things are interesting just to provide a bit of a different perspective. It's not so much that Az Yashir is the natural conclusion of Psukah Zimra, but, you know, for some other reason, it's here, connected to Yishtabach, etc. But, having said that, it's clear that the first view of the Avodram and of the Beis Yosef is not that way, but rather that Az Yashir belongs here, that the double Hashem Yiloch Alam Vaed, Hashem Yiloch Alam Vaed is the natural conclusion of the total Psukah Nezimra. Either way, the fact that this is the combination of Psukah Nezimra, at least according to some, inherently is surely interesting and requires an understanding. Why should it be the combination? The Rambam has a slightly different perspective in all of this. The Rambam argues that Az Yashir actually belongs after Yishtabach. Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Tefila Halacha Yud Gimel, says as follows. Translation of Kolos Shadagu Behem Likos Bechol Yom Acher Shemavarch and Yishtabach Shira Sayam. The Achakach Mivarchan Allah Shema. So according to the Rabbi, Yeshua Kobo Shakarim Shira Sazinu. It's also interesting, especially in light of what we just said, that there are two Shiros, and it would be interesting to analyze the relationship between them. The Yeshachidim Shakarim Shtea Shiros. Right, Hakol Lefiyah Minog. The Rambam is very open to the Minhagim on this issue. But even if you do include Yishtabach as the only Shira, or as together with Shira Sazinu, according to the Rambam, it's after Psukah Nezimra, prior to Kriya Shema. Okay. So it's set aside from Psukah Nezimra. The question is, why isn't it part of Psukah Nezimra? Well, maybe the very reason that it's the combination of Psukah Nezimra, its uniqueness, maybe is reason to even separate it from Psukah Nezimra. Maybe to make it, after the Bracha, as again, a totally separate section of Shira. And the fact that the Rambam would consider Hazinu, or both, together, means that this is not just about the Geulas Mitzrayim, because that has nothing to do with per se with Hazinu, but it's a din in Shira, almost as if the Rambam is telling us that there's something called Psukah Nezimra, and after Psukah Nezimra comes Shira, but not before the Bracha of Yishtabach, not as part of Psukah Nezimra, but as separate from it. The same reason that it might be the appropriate culmination according to our Psak, maybe according to the Rambam, it doesn't belong even in Psukah Nezimra, but it follows Psukah Nezimra before Kabbalah Samat Shemayim, before Kriya Shema. Namely, the idea that this is Shira, that there's this element not only of Kriyas Halal and Kriyas Mizmorim, but of having a sense of the experience of the Shira itself. That's certainly an important perspective, according to the Rambam, one which highlights, again, this experiential motif. And then the debate is more just whether or not this is something which is the experiential part, is the culmination, it's the climax of the intellectual Omrim Shira. Or no, it's really so different that it really needs to be set apart from, and the Bracha of Yishtabach is related to the intellectual side, and the Amiros Tishvachos, and of course according to the Rambam it's perfectly clear that that this is a rejection of that other view the Avodram had mentioned about the Az Yashir just being there to provide us with the background for the Bracha. Clearly, it doesn't even link to the Bracha. Okay. Either way, even if you don't hold like the Rambam, it's perfectly evident that in addition to Psukah Nezimra, or as the aftermath of Psukah Nezimra and the introduction to Kriya Shema, there's another theme, or there's another place in which Az Yashir is critical, and that is in the aftermath of Kriya Shema. Right? So post-Kabbalah Slamakus Shemayim, we have again the Shira. And the Medrash in the Parsha notes this and says that the special Shira that was said by Klal Yisrael was valued by the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman to such an extent that it was integrated into the Bracha Acharona, the Bracha L'Achareha at least, of Kriya Shema. And that, of course, in the context of Emes V'Yatzi. Yerushalmi in Brachos Aleph Vav actually characterizes the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv in terms of its broader function. It points out that many themes are mentioned in that context, and they are Yetzias Mitzrayim, Geula. Yerushalmi says Malchus, Makas V'Choros, and Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf is one of many. However, the fact is, if you really look at the text of Emes V'Yatziv, it's clear that while the other themes are mentioned, Kriyas Yamsuf predominates. And not only the event of Kriyas Yamsuf, but the fact that there was a Shira, called a new Shira, that also seems to be part of the theme itself, which again accents a special role of not only Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Shira in this context. And again, the Abu Dram and the Tur in Simin Samach Vav have one formulation, according to which Ikar Emes V'Yatziv is focused on the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. I would just add, and the Shira that came after it. Indeed, there's a whole question about the exact relationship between Emes V'Emuna and Emes V'Yatziv in our Tzila. Right, there are some who suggest that Emes V'Emuna is about the Geula Ha'asida. And that's, of course, why the focus is on the Emuna, and the content certainly focuses on the future and what will be. Whereas the morning, the during the day MS is MS V'Yatziv, and that of course is the experience of Geula She'avar, and the relationship between them being that one, at least at the moment, that one, the experience of the past, is kind of the foundation of our strong belief in what will be in the future. Okay, it almost reminds us of the Medrash that we'll speak of in just a moment, of Yashir, Az Yashir Moshe, Shar Lo Nemar Ela Yashir, Mikan L'Tchias Ameitzim Aminat Torah, which Rashi also quotes. Maybe this, somehow, the Shira has impact not only in its time, not only as a fond memory, but it establishes a certain foundation of belief for Geula in the future, Mikan L'Tchias Ameitzim Aminat Torah. Others actually see both Emes V'Emuna and Emes V'Yatziv as focusing on the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Emuna Balelos is connected also to the prerequisite for Makas V'Choros, and that is followed by Kriyas Yamsuf. So it's Emes V'Emuna and then Emes V'Yatziv. Again, based on this principle, Hagi Baboka Chasecha V'Emunascha Balelos. Still others see V'Yatziv, V'Nachon, and Emes V'Emuna in totally different terms, really not related to us. The fact that a person when he goes to sleep, so he puts his neshama in the hands of the Baruch Shalom, right? And in the morning when he wakes up, so that's his Birchas Hamdah. That, of course, is not related to us. But these other themes of the future Geula, as opposed to the experience of the past, or even in Tzias Mitzrayim itself, the night and the day, these are both themes that echo the importance of the Shira per se. In light of this, it's just interesting to note that the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Beis tells us, seems to say, that Emes V'Emuna and Emes V'Yatziv as Brachos have a particular stature and a special place in Brachos. Rabbi Bar Chanina Sava Mishmei D'Rav said, the Kol Mishul Omer Emes V'Yatziv Shacharis, the Emes V'Emuna Arvis, Lo Yatza Yidei Chavasa. So the question is, Dafka Emes V'Yatziv and Emes V'Emuna? Or is this just an example of Magbeah Shel Brachos generally? So that's a big discussion. Rav Haigon argued that Jechus Kriya Shema is Ma'akev, and everybody wanted to figure out how is Rav Haigon going to read this particular Gemara. So discussing that problem, many of the posts can discuss this issue implicitly. Namely, was this statement made, able to say Lo Yatza Nechavasa, do we mean it's Ma'akev? Or do we mean layatze dechavaso kitikuno lechatchila, which is the view of many Rishonim, that's the tour and the Abu Dram, also say layatze kitikuno, not that you're not yotze at all. It's one issue, that's on a technical side of things. But secondly, is this some yichus to these particular brachos? Or is this a general statement about mabeah shetivu chachamim bebrachos, that you're not allowed to be mishamik, and where tefillah is meant to be an experience, but this experience is guided by and directed by and defined by Chazal, and they determine the nusach ha'tfila, And we're very makbid to keep that nusach ha'tfilah. So this is just an example of that, but there's not special halacha either of birchas kriyas shema per se, or of these or the contents of these particular brachos specifically. Yeah. Oh, exactly. So that's another issue. And even when we say la yatza, whatever it means, la yatza legamri or la yatza ketikuno, what exactly are we referring to? Are we referring to themes of the brachos, or are we referring to kriyashma? So, for example, the it's interesting to note that the Kesef Mishnah speaks about this issue. And Kesef Mishnah argues, he quotes the Ramach first. The Ramach says that when we say Lo Yotze Dechavasa, it means you're not Yotze the day the Bracha. So the Kesef Mishnah says that just doesn't make any sense. After all, being not Yotze the Bracha seems obvious. You don't say the Bracha, you're not Yotze the Bracha. So he says what it must be, very obvious question, is that you're not Yotze Kriyashma Tikuna. Then he explains, he says, the theme behind Emes V'amuna and Emes V'yatziv is so critical to the concept of Kavanos Avodas Shemayim, he doesn't say why, that if you omit them, then there's something lacking in the Kriyashma itself. In which case, at least he doesn't say, we can understand why these brachos were singled out. Because it's not just a general question of Chachamim, rather this is a statement about Kriyashma, and the particular contribution of these brachos. Now why these brachos add to Kriyashma, aside from the element of Emunah and Bitachon, which he mentions is crucial, that we don't exactly know. But he rejects the Ramach and he makes this argument. Or he says, maybe it is referring to the brachos themselves, but the alternative is not to omit them like the Ramach seems to be saying, but to change them in some subtle way. For example, he says, let's say you didn't start with the words Emes V'yatziv or Emes V'amuna, but you had the rest of the Tochen and the Bracha. So he says that would be either Lo Yotze De Chavaso period, or at least Lo Yotze De Chavaso Kitikuno of these particular brachos. Because these particular brachos, when it comes to the Geula Ha'asida, or when it comes to appreciating the Shira of the past, so Emes V'amuna, Emes V'yatziv, this sense that what you're saying is absolutely Emes, is a crucial ingredient. That's the argument that the Kesef Mishnah puts forward. Rabbeinu Manoach, who he also quotes, says, no, maybe it means something a little bit different. Maybe it really means the switching. I thought both of these are mentioned. So it's not that each one has to be said kitikuno, as much as what if somebody says, listen, I'll say Emes V'yatziv at night and Emes V'amuna in the day. So that's where we say Lo Yatza Yedei Chavasa. Period or kitikuno. Why? Because Lahagi Baboke Chazdecha. Apparently that's not just a nicety, as Rabbeinu Menachem understands in the Chazal, but it's more than that. It's some real basic kiyum in the aftermath of this of the Kriya Shema Shel Yom being different than the Kriya Shema Shel Arbis. Okay. Either way, what emerges from many of these makaros is the idea that Emes V'yatziv and the role that Kriyas Yamtziv plays, which you've already established both in the Medrash and the Poskim, is particularly something which should not be tampered with. That its formulated message is such an important one that it doesn't allow for tampering, essentially. And say, this would be implied by the Rambam as well, because the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin speaks generally about Mazdei Ashtivu Chachamim. But he does specify again these brachos. Rambam says here, get the right parrot. Rambam says, "Brachos Shem Shalom Panel Beriyom Beilayla Pasechu Mabaruch Chosim Mabaruch Shem Birchosech Chosim Kalakas Mabaruch Emehem Sika Mabaruch." Then he says, "Brachos Elo Yishar Kol Habrachos." So Makom shetkinu shel olach ba min rosh hashanah afto. Makom shetkinu shel modas tach bar ein rosh hashanah tach. Makom shetkinu tach ein rosh hashanah modas tach. Klolo shel davar kol mishanim ba benesh shetkinu chachamim b'drachos harez in Torah the chozer mevarich kimat beyam. But then he adds the chayim. I'm sorry. Then he adds b'chol she'ena omer emes yasa v'shacharis the emes amuna ba'arvis so yatzay nechavasa. So A, the formulation of Yatsa Dechavaso is different than the formulation that he used earlier, Klalo shall never call him a shanim in Yosef Shinu Chachamim, Hareza Tov, Chozum, Mavarech, Kimabeya. Kimabeya, rather. Here he doesn't say Chozer, Toa, Chozum, Mavarech, he says Yatsa Dechavaso. Secondly, after having tell us the Klal, so why the Vachol She'ena Omer and the Sviyatsa? Why be specific if the statement is understood in the Gemara as an example? Right, so the Gemara had it in its context. In the context, the Gemara was dealing with Kriya Shema, mentions it in its context. But mentioning the, once you mention the Klal, you mention the Prasad. Again, it would appear that the Rambam also understood that there's some special yichus to these brachos, whether it's Birchas Kriya Shema or the token of these brachos. At least it's food for thought that that is different, and it's not the regular Hareza Tola Bekozim Mavarech Kimad Beya, but rather it's Layatli Dechabasa. I don't even know, maybe you can't recapture it even. Either way, the point is that what emerges is, so far, that Az Yashir plays a special role as a according to some, as a combination of Pesukim and Zimra. According to the Rambam, it plays a role as the bridge between Pesukim and Zimra, the aftermath of Pesukim and Zimra, and the beginning of Kriyat Shema. Certainly, according to Chazal, the Bracha, the Mitzvayatim, according to some Rishonim, even more so, the Shira plays a very important role as the Bracha Achrona of Kriya Shema Bayom, and the relationship between its Balayla and its Bayom, and the idea that this is unique and different than the role of other brachos seems to be manifest according to some as well. It also is possible that the Shira in particular is the bridge between Kriya Shema and Tfila, which symbolically is important because Kriya Shema Kavos Alach HaShemayim, and Tfila is again the idea of Amida Lefnei Hashem and the total relationship that we have with Hashem through Tzvila, etc. So we have the principle of Smichas Gula L'Tzvila. But what we have right before Shemon Esrei, of course, is the words of the Shira. That's really the concluding theme in Emes V'Yatziv is the words of the Shira. You might say, well, there have to be some concluding words to Kriya Shema before we get to Tzvila, and it's not that it's a bridge between one or the other, just coincidentally that's the end of Kriya Shema. And now we move on to Tzvila, and that's very possible. But it is interesting to note that in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gold, he has the suggestion, it seems like he's suggesting, that you should not have anything after the words Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed, you should go right into, Brach, I guess, Go'al Yisrael, and go right into Shemon Esrei. There shouldn't be any kind of, or the equivalent, isn't it, to Yisrael, but he has another text that he says, you know, people are saying it, it's a big toast, they should just finish with the Shira and then go right from there to Shemon Esrei. So that seems to imply that the Shira itself is the bridge to Smichas Gula Tfila. Moreover, there's an interesting Ramah that appears both on the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch, on Daki Moshe, Simen Samach Vav Sif Katan Zayin, and the Ramah Simen Samach Vav Sif Katan Sif Yud. So there's this Rokeach. So the Rokeach says that if you don't have time to daven Kriya Shema and then to daven Tefila immediately, so what you should do is you should say Kriya Shema and finish with Hashem Elokeichem MS, and then stop. And then, when you have the time to continue, then what you should do is you should start from Emes V'Yatziv. And from there, go to Shemon Esrei. That's a very interesting interpretation. In other words, clearly what we're saying is that the Emes V'Yatziv is more of the introduction to Shemon Esrei, or the bridge between Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei, than it is the Bracha La'achareha of Kriya Shema. Now, as it happens, the Magen Avraham does not like this talk at all. He says, number one, what do you mean a person doesn't have time, you know, to say Kriya Shema and then Tefillah? He doesn't have time? Let him make the time, says the Magen Avraham. That's an interesting point in its own right. But then he says, not only that, he says, if you look at the Rokeach, I don't think that's what the Rokeach means. I think what the Rokeach means is, if you don't have time, whatever that means, so you say Kriya Shema, and that's it. And then later on, when you're able to integrate your tefillah, what you should do is you should say Kriya Shema all over again, in Birchoseha, and go from there to tefillah. But there's no such thing as saying the real Kriya Shema, not repeating Kriya Shema, stopping, then just saying the Bracha L'Achrev Kriya Shema together with Shemoneh Esrei. Is that you don't do? I don't think that's what the Rokeach means at all. But the Ramah thought it meant this way. I'm just interested in the moment, at the moment, in this idea, because it establishes some sort of special connection between this bracha of Emes Yatzid. Not only is bracha l'acharev shel Kriya Shema, but I say is the bridge between Geula and Tefillah, or between Kabbal Zavach Shemayim and Tefillah. Again, clearly, Az Yashir, the Shira, plays a role that is magnified, not only the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, but, as I say, in our Tefillos as well. The end of Pesukim Zimra, the introduction to Kriya Shema, perhaps, as the post-Kriya Shema, maybe as the pre-Tefillah, or as the Gesher to Tefillah. So the question is, why? What's so unique about the Shira that all of the above, you know, should apply to it? So in examining the Pesukim in the episode of the Shira, several issues which arise, which I think the clarification of which would help us understand better, or help us appreciate better, what is unique about the Shira, etc. Okay. If we look at the Pesukim, so of course we're struck by several things. First of all, right before the actual Shira, so, Vayari Yisrael Asayana, you have this pasuk with three verbs in it, but not just three verbs, but three different themes. Vayari Yisrael Asayana Gdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Right, that seems to be just simply they witnessed what took place. Vayiru Ha'omis Hashem, and they feared Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. Vayaminu B'Hashem, Uva Moshe Abdo. Okay, clearly a very complex pasuk. Three different verbs, three different themes. Number one, they had this experience. Number two, each one of these themes could have been a pasuk in its own right. Right? They are very different. One is simply being there and witnessing what happened. The other, by Yiru Ha'amis Hashem, is a major statement. This could be the first time that we have that statement. I think it is the first time that we have a statement that Klal Yisrael had Yiras Hashem. Vayiru Ha'amis Hashem. And then again, to repeat, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem. You could have said Vayiru, Vayaminu. Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, a separate theme. And then after the Asnach, after the Zakeh Katan, Uva Moshe Avdo. Which is additional, but connected. Very complex pasuk. And then, of course, followed by an equally interesting pasuk, Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Hashem Azos Hashem Vayom Leimar Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'o Sus V'Rachma Rama Vayom. So number one, why this triple introduction? Vayar, Vayiru, Vayaminu, right? What's going on there? Secondly, once you've mentioned the Rabbanu Shalom already, it's his Maisanes. So what is this Vayaminu Bashem Uve Moshe Abdo? Seems at best anticlimactic, maybe at worst presumptuous. Seems shatef, you know, shame shal Adam in Shemo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, if you're giving the Rabbanu Shalom credit, give him the credit. What do you mean Uve Moshe Abdo? What is that all about? Of course, more important, the term Oz. Why is this the first time that Shira is said? And all the Mepharshim, many of the Mepharshim are bothered by this. Right? Wasn't the Tzias Mitzrayim itself, or the Makos, weren't they impressive enough to provoke a Shira? Why Dafka in the aftermath of Kriyas Yamsa? In addition to that, Oz, of course, is a special kind of a word. It is at the same time a connecting word and a point of departure. Right? Oz, meaning, given this background, right now becomes the propitious moment to break out in Shira. On the other hand, it's also Oz. Now and not before now. So it's both a link to the past and to the background, but also a clear break, as I said before, a point of departure. It could only be now. It could only be now, but it could only be now based on what had happened previously. Chazal see in us, again, a very critical word. They link it as a tikkun, may us basi el paro harayos al amazeh, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have said that. So the tikkun for that is us yashir Moshe. In what sense is one a tikkun for the other? That requires some sort of understanding. But this is a very popular medrash, cited especially by the Baalei Tosfos al Torah many times. What exactly is going on there? Rashi, on the other hand, emphasizes something else. Oz, meaning, as Rashi says, it's only at the moment of experiencing a miracle that you can say Shira. Oz kishara hanes ala b'liba shiyashir Shira. V'chein oz yidaber Yehoshua. V'chein v'esiyasa l'bas paro chasho b'liba shiyasala. Afkan yashir amal alibo shiyashir. V'chein asa. Vayomru lemar arshir l'ashem. V'chein b'yoshua kishara hanes amal alibo shiyidaber. V'chein asa. Vayomru l'einei kol Yisrael. V'chein shira sab'er. So Rashi actually is emphasizing a different point. And that is that this is almost a natural reaction to having had the experience. Amar Libo, his heart told him to break out in song after experiencing us. Okay. And that, of course, is Yashir. Sharlo Nemar El Yashir, famous Medrash Mikan, Utchias Amesim, Minatora. Why is this Shira directed to the future if really what happened was just experienced in the past? Adding a little bit to the puzzle, there seems to be some debate whether the first part of the Pasuk, Oz Yashir Moshe B'nei Yisrael Nosa Shira Hazoz V'Hashem V'Yamru Le'mar, whether that is simply an introduction or part of the Shira itself. Right. Some Rishonim seem to say that it's an introductory Pasuk. The Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Ches, points out that the Masorah is that there are 30 lines for the Shira in the Sefer Torah, and that those 30 lines begin with Oz Yashir Moshe. So even though the actual Tzura of the Ksav of Shira doesn't begin at Oz Yashir Moshe, but the 30 lines begin with Oz Yashir Moshe. So this is an interesting question. Is Oz Yashir Moshe, with the difficulties that we just pointed to, is that an introduction, or is that part and parcel of the Shira itself? What does that imply? So I think the key to understanding all of this is to figure out what it is that differentiated this miracle and this response of Shira from everything that preceded it. And the answer seems to be that it was precisely the order, the emphasis, and the balance reflected in Oz Yashir that is unique. This moment in which Klal Yisrael broke out into Shira was a rare moment of spiritual clarity for them. Also a fleeting moment, because it's not going to take very long until they lose their perspective once again, as we know, the story of the man and the bear and the Slav and all the other stories that follow. But at least for this one moment, there was a moment of maturity on behalf of Klal Yisrael that was rare. And it's precisely the complex theme of the pasuk which precedes all of this. Vayar Yisrael Seyana Gdola. But they were able to assimilate witnessing this event, Vayiru Ha'amas Hashem, the profound sense of Yiras Shamayim, not Avas Hashem, mind you, probably Avas Hashem too, but what's emphasized in the pasuk is Vayar, and instead of just being appreciative and just being impressed, right, they also had the fear, which is a very different kind of an emotion. You see the Hatzala in front of you and its magnificence, right? So it takes a certain spiritual maturity to respond first with fear. Vayiru Avas Hashem. And this fear gives way to Vayaminu Bashem. And not only that, it's Ubimosha Avdo. The ability to include Ubimosha Avdo in the Pasuk reflects that the Klal Yisrael were not just focusing on Vayar Yisrael as a Yad Agdola, because the Yad Agdola was Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. Moreover, they weren't even focusing on the event only of Kriyas Yamsuf, even though it was the event of Kriyas Yamsuf which triggered it. The previous pasuk also has Vayar Yisrael, Vayosha Hashem Vayomahu is Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim, by Yar Yisrael es Mitzrayim Beisal Smas Hayam. So, and then the next pasuk, by Yar Yisrael es Hayalik Dor Lashar Es Hashem Mitzrayim. So, the point really is that first they saw by Yar Yisrael es Mitzrayim Beisal Smas Hayam, the event that was in front of them. Then they began to appreciate for the first time the total experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Hayalik Dor Lashar Es Hashem Mitzrayim. That gave way to Vayiru Ha'amas Hashem, right, which intensified Vayaminu Ba'Hashem. But not only Ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo, because the focus was no longer on the Maisa Nes, but on the total scheme. Namely, the role that Moshe Rabbeinu had played, and the role that the Rabbanu Shalom had him play in the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. The ability to integrate these different themes at this one moment of Ayar Yisrael as Mitzrayim Beis Al Smas Hayam, instead of focusing in the short term, right, on the jubilation, on the sense of Avas Hashem, even that was Oz Yashir Moshe of Neisal as Hashir Azos Hashem. That signified a certain spiritual maturity, which made for us this being the moment to break out into Shira. The truth is that the component of Emuna is critical here. We spoke earlier in the year about the paradigm of Emuna being Avraham Avinu, the Hamin Ba'Hashem Ba'achshaveh Lo Tzedakah. But we pointed out then that, you know, the Ramban doesn't like the interpretation of Rashi. The Hamin Ba'Hashem Ba'achshaveh Lo Tzedakah. It was considered Tzedakah that Avraham Avinu was a Ma'amin Ba'Hashem. The Ramban says, why? He heard good news. And he heard that he's going to have innumerable children. He wanted to believe in that. So what's Vayachshaveh Lo Tzedakah? Ramban says had a din that this is the context of the Akedah, right? Under the context of the Akedah, it was Vayamin Ba'Hashem. That would be Vayachshaveh Lo Tzedakah. But you know, when somebody tells you news that you want to hear, that you're yearning to hear, right? Do you believe that? That's Vayachshaveh Lo Tzedakah. So he pointed out at the time, maybe precisely so, outside of the context of a crisis. Right, real belief, profound belief in something that, you know, is very far away, which you will not see in your lifetime, just to believe it because you believe it, right? And the more difficult it is, and sometimes the more you want it to be true, right, to go beyond wanting it to really believing it, that's the real test of Emunah. Emunah, as we discussed then, is connected to the word Amen, affirmation, and it's connected to the word Emes. And it implies a certain steadfastness, loyalty, a kind of an unyielding, stubborn commitment. And indeed, we find the word emunah in that context all over the place, including in this week's parsha. And at the end of the parsha, the story of Amalek. So we're told by Yikach, right, we have Videi Moshe Kevedim. ויקחו אבן וישימו תחתיו, וישב עליה, וארון בחור תמכו בידיו, מזה אחד ומזה אחד, ויהי ידיו אמונה עד בוא השמש. ידיו אמונה. Right? אמונה means here, right, steadfast, he wouldn't give up. Of course, this is what אמונה means in many different contexts. Right? יאנה שלא המנתם בי, להקדישני. What was the problem in that context? You weren't steadfast. You weren't, you weren't absolutely unyielding in your faith. Emunah doesn't just mean surface belief. Emunah means a commitment born of a long term perspective and a sense of loyalty. So here it was Vayaminu Ba'Hashem uVemoshe Avdo. As Yashir Moshe. If this is the case, we can really understand many of the puzzles that we began with. Again, it's necessary to have Vayari Sholos Ayan Agdola, Vayiru, Vayaminu, and not just three verbs, but three different themes in this pasuk. Because each theme reinforces what was unusual about the reaction to this particular miracle. And to Moshe Abdo, in addition to Hashem, it's not Shitu Adam LaHashem, on the contrary, it's an appreciation of the Rabbeinu Shalom's broader scheme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not simply a focus on the present. And for that reason, it's us, right? It's only at this moment, given the background, but only at this moment. It couldn't have come previously. Kliyakar also says the Amunah doesn't explain why so much. He says the Amunah of Kal Yisrael was not mature enough. Simply in the aftermath of Yetzias Mitzrayim or the Makos, it was only at this point. I'm suggesting that the reason is because of these other themes coming together under one heading. And in that sense, it's not only Shar, but Yashir. Namely, Klal Yisrael itself was able to look past the specific event and integrate its implications for their future. Moreover, it's Minayim the Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah. What you need for Tchias HaMeisim is a tremendous amount of Emunah. A, the concept itself is difficult intellectually and emotionally to digest. Moreover, it's sometime way in the distant future that almost doesn't affect us. Right? You can give lip service to it, but to really believe in it, right? Behemin Ba'Hashem, in the sense of, yeah, good, I'd like it to be so. Like it to be so is not emunah. To really believe in it fully is a difficult task. But in a sense, the Kriyas Yamsuf and the reaction of Vayiru, Vayaminu, Uva Moshe, all of that made possible a belief in Tchias HaMeisim in the future. In this sense, it's not only the specifics of Tchias HaMeisim in the future, but Yashir, again, the impact of the Shira of the past on the Shira of the future. In this sense, it works very nicely with the ingredients that generally go into a Shira. The Enek Bracha has a comment in the name of Rav Elbel, which he says that Shira requires two components. One is Gevuros Hashem, and the other one is Chazdei Hashem. So if you look at the Shira, that's exactly what you have. Hashira LaHashem Ki Ga'o Ga'al Sus V'Rachva Ramav Hayam. It starts off with a sense of appreciation of Gevuros Hashem, Ki Ga'o Ga'al, right, his loftiness, but immediately it's joined together with Chazdei Hashem, right? Sus V'Rachva Ramav Hayam Aziv Azimraska Vahili Lishua. These are two elements that are necessary for Shira, right? Almost parallel to Shevach, if you will, the Hodah. But he points out that there's a third element. That is what we say every day in the Tehillim section that we cite in Psukim Zimra, the beginning of Psukim Zimra. And that is, we conclude by saying, Vani b'chastecha batachti, yogel libi b'shua secha, ashir l'ashem ki gomal alay. I think he said this in the name of Reb Chaim also, that Ani b'chastecha batachti. So that's bitach. I believe in, I rely on the chesed of Hashem. Yogel libi b'shua secha. I believe in it to such an extent that it provokes the emotion of simcha. Yogel libi b'shua secha. But, said Reb Chaim, what if a navi would be given the nevuah that Klal Yisrael or his personal Yeshua was going to happen. Would that yet be sufficient basis for him to break out in the song of Shira? So Chaim said no. It's a Shira LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai. The actual Shira can only take place when you experience the Yeshua. As much as you believe in it, it's a Shira LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai. It's not enough to have Vani b'chastecha batachti yogel libi b'shua secha. Very nice interpretation. I would just add that even if that is true, right, we should also look back, though, maybe, Moshe Chaim said this part, it's not recorded there, to the first part of the pasuk. Namely, it's true that Ashir LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai, but maybe you can never have Ashir LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai unless it's first preceded by Ani b'chastecha batachti yogel libi b'shua secha. And maybe the source for that is exactly Shir HaSayam. Vayiru ha'amas Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem, uve Moshe avdo, and then oz yashir Moshe. But first you had the Amuna, the Yira and the Amuna, and then oz, upon experiencing it, yashir Moshe. And again, that's midayin the Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. So you can't exactly say Shira for the Tchiyas HaMeisim because it hasn't happened yet, but the Amuna, which is a prerequisite for the Shira, that is also the foundation for the Amuna, the Tchiyas HaMeisim. So if this is the case, then what emerges is several ingredients of Shira which are manifest in this particular Parsha, which are crucial more generally to Avodas Hashem. And if that's the case, we can understand, as I say, not only the introduction, but also why it is that it's Uz and Yashir, but also why it is that Uz Yashir Moshe B'nei Yisrael Hashira Hazos is not just the introduction, but it's also the beginning of the Shira. Because, again, had the Shira begun without any reference to the introduction, then there couldn't have been a Shira either. Then the Shira would have been perhaps more appropriately linked with Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Makos and other things that had taken place. The whole point is that it's Uz Yashir. You need those linking words in order to establish, in order to justify, and also in order to explain the meaning and the significance of this particular Shira. So the point of the Shira then is the integration of the experience of Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Beis Al Sivas Hayom with what necessarily precedes it and is implied by it, the Vayiru, the Vayar, Asher Asa the Mitzrayim, the Vayiru, and the Vayaminu, which includes, as I said before, the Moshe Avdo. If this is the case, then we can also understand something else, I think, which is important. That is, this one pasuk, which is repeated in the context of the Shira. And Pasuk Chavez, towards the beginning, we're told, Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam b'yabasha, v'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'mismalam. So, that's told to us right after Vayivko Amayim. And then it's repeated again in Pasuk Chavez. Vayashuva hamayim v'yichasu sarechem esa parashim v'kol chel paro habayim achrayem b'yam. Lo nishar v'hem ad achad. Uvnei Yisrael ha'chul b'yabasha Pasuk Chavez. B'soch hayam, v'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'mismalam. So why the repetition of the, we already know v'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'mismalam. Moreover, we've already been told that they came to Yabasha b'toch hayam. But part of it, of course, is part of the theme of the entire parsha. V'yomer Hashem l'Moshe matzitzak elai dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. And not only that, but the Chazal tell us a story about Nachshon and how he jumped in and how none of the waters parted until he jumped in ad chotmo. So part of the theme of the Kriyas Yamsuf was the prior emuna that Klal Yisrael displayed before it happened. Again, that's a microcosm of the reaction afterwards by Yiro Amas Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem, uve Moshe avdo, oz yashir Moshe. Precisely because even in this very story, even as the Nais was going on, it reflected the Amuna of Klal Yisrael at that moment. That's why I think the repeated pasuk, v'hamayim lahem chomam miminam mismalam, not only as part of the Nais, exclaiming with wonder, wow, you know, this tremendous feat was taking place, and repeating it, but the whole point was, yes, it was a tremendous feat, but as they were walking through, undoubtedly every second they were wondering. I mean, it's not like the Nace was, you know, was accomplished, and now they could walk, you know, into through the Yam and to the Abasha. But every moment, you know, there was the possibility that the Nace would end. In a sense, during the Nace, their Emuna Ubitachon was being challenged, and that was what was unique. Dabra b'nei Yisrael b'yisau. That was part of the demonstrative Vayiru Vayaminu. And because that was the case, Shira was appropriate, Dafka here, Oz Yashir Moshe, not earlier, in many cases, not other times later either. From this point of view, we can also appreciate the continuation of the psukim. Aziva zimas ka vahilu yishua, ze keli v'anbehu elokei aviv aron menu. Which of course is the early reference to integrating the life of Torah mitzvot, as I understand it, into appreciation for the experience of, but also the prerequisite that got you to that experience, the emuna bitachon of the Shira. Zekeli banveyu, his snow lefan of the mitzvot, the foundation for hidur mitzvot, is part and parcel of the experience of the Shira. So if that's the case, so now we can understand and appreciate why it is that the Shira really is so paradigmatic in our, not only on Shabbos Shira, what of course it is, but in the writing of the Sefer Torah, the idea that Shira stands out, beginning with Hosea Shira, but especially in Tefillah, because the themes that are reflected by the Shira are no longer one of simply just Shabbach v'Hodah. And it turns out that it's connected to Vayiro Amos Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem, Uva Moshe Abdo, and Zekeli Vandehu. These are various themes that emerge under one broader heading. And the truth is that the deeper message of the Shira is that the relationship between Emuna on the one hand and the experience of Nes on the other is not only a dialectical one, but also an integrated one. Namely, normally, people who have a strong sense of emunah bitachon don't need miracles. And a miracle to them is almost superfluous, you might think. After all, they have their belief. Belief is more impressive than the miraculous. In the opposite direction, the people who generally are most moved by the miraculous are the people who generally don't have emunah bitachon. Right? Once they've experienced the miracle, maybe they didn't need that background, or might think that. In any case, the miracle comes to provide the emuna and the yira. What the shira establishes, beyond any question, is that for Yadus, these two things need to be integrated. It's not enough to say, "Vani b'chazdecha matachti yogel libi b'shuasecha." There is something to also experiencing and appreciating the experience of the miraculous. That's why we celebrate Nisan, not because we don't have a bracha, but as a function of our greater appreciation in the context of bracha. By the same token, a shira experience or an ace experience, which is not preceded by some sense of emuna, or at least which doesn't create a sense of amunah bitachon that will outlast the miraculous experience, is obviously one which is shallow and almost meaningless, in some cases even destructive. Right? One can make a strong case for the fact that a lot of what Klal Yisrael went through in the continuation was a result of being attuned to the miraculous and expecting the miraculous on almost a routine and regular basis. Unless you have both elements, the Bayamina Bashem of Moshe Abdo, which precedes but then is enhanced by Ozi Asher Moshe, then you certainly don't have an optimum Shira. You might even have problems that could emerge. In this sense, it's just very appropriate that last week also we spoke about, we experienced Tu B'Shvat. The status of Tu B'Shvat in general is an intriguing one. I'm not going to spend more than a minute on it. But there is a discussion, as you know, in the Rishonim. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos. But there are some Rishonim who suggest that the fact that it's called a Rosh Hashanah has wider significance. It's not something that happened to be the time in which the year changes with regard to Ilanos, which of course makes a difference with regard to Orla and Shemitah and Revai and all sorts of halachos. But some Rishonim explained that the fact that it's called a Rosh Hashanah gives it a certain kedusha as well. Right, the Gra argues that it really should be called Echad. Right, some of the Rishonim say, for that reason, we pass this way, there's no Tachanun, it's also to have a Tanis. There's discussion whether or not the Erev Tu B'Shvat would also be excluded from Tachanun because it's a kind of a Rosh Hashanah. So what makes it a Chag? Chag La'ilanot. So again, alright, it affects certain mitzvos. We appreciate the agriculture. All those are good reasons to celebrate. But I think it's possible that it's even more than that. The Gemara says here that commenting on the pasuk, Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Reish Lakish, May Dechsid V'Hayu Emunas Itecha Chosen Yeshua's Chachmas Adas. So Emunas Zeh Seder Zrayim. It's just interesting that we associate the quality of emuna with the most natural phenomenon that we're ever exposed to, and that of course is agriculture, is right. And Tosis quotes in Yerushalmi, says Mefarsh Yerushalmi Shemamin Becheho Lamin Bezareya. It's an act of emuna every time you plant something. A belief in nature. So that's a bit counterintuitive, belief in nature. Belief in nature is elementary. Everybody has belief in nature. Right? The biggest co-friend, plant and believe that it'll happen. On the contrary, they argue that it's nature, not the Rabbanu Shalom. But the point is, in the context of believing in the Rabbanu Shalom, if you can understand and appreciate that Zroim is Emuna, right, that every time you plant something, that it's only going to grow, if you have emuna. So that's a more profound understanding of religion and of emuna. That's the sense of emuna of Vayaminu Bashem Uvimosha Avdo. That's the emuna of being steadfast and unyielding and seeing, not only momentary truths, but the longer perspective. So in a sense, Tu B'Shvat is a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Chag, because it focuses on the concept of Zroim, and on the concept of the agricultural cycle, which, as I'll tell us, is the foundation of Emunah. Of course, this idea, this theme, is really the theme of the Ramban. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, develops the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban says that, Yetzias Mitzrayim is everywhere, and the mezuzah zeichel tzitzis Mitzrayim, everything is zeichel, kiddush is zeichel tzitzis Mitzrayim. Why is everything zeichel tzitzis Mitzrayim? So the Ramban develops this very important idea, the last Ramban of Parshas Bo, a very famous Ramban, where he says that the miracle of tzitzis Mitzrayim is a foundation for our understanding of our relationship with Hashem. Right? It teaches us that He exists, that He has yediyah, that He has hashkacha, and that He has an interest that he's involved in all aspects of our life. And then the Ramban says, and you have to hook that up with the other theme that I developed in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, which of course is the theme of Neis Nistar, where Ramban, both in Bo and in the Bo in the beginning of Va'era and other places, almost seems to challenge the existence of the natural order, and to tell us that what looks like the natural order to us is just constantly Hashem's intervention in the miraculous. Something that the Rambam doesn't really believe. The Rambam thinks that, and others believe that, Hashem set up the world in a certain way, and He created a natural order, and that now operates on its own. Now, of course, there can be interventions into the natural order, but the natural order stands in its own right. But the Rambam, in a number of places, seems to either deny the existence of nature as an independent force, or maybe doesn't go that far, but at least believes that it's constantly being propped up, a kind of a mechadesh idea, and the Ramban says that everything that happens to us, and that's why there's the emphasis of Schar V'Olam Hazeh, because all of that is based on the intervention of Hashem. So, but you know that because of these miraculous one-time shocking events like Zecha Tzias Mitzrayim. So that's why we insert Zecha Tzias Mitzrayim into everything, to remind us of the broader contours of our relationship with Hashem, which then impact on and define what looks like the daily routines, but really aren't the daily routines at all. So the truth is, this is really what Oz Yashir is about. So it really is the culmination of Pesukei Nezimra. And it also is more than that, in the sense of the Rambam, that it doesn't even belong to Pesukei Nezimra, because it's the experience of Ashir Lashem Ki Gamal Alay, Oz, of really having gone through that. Just because a person has Amunah B'Tachon doesn't mean that he shouldn't appreciate and allow the experience to move him and to change him in addition. At the same time, the foundation of Amunah, of Yira, is such a prerequisite for the Shira that it puts the significance of the miracle in such a different light that it's different than even Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makos and the Mon and some of the other miracles. So not only is it the culmination of Pesukei Nezimra and the introduction to Kriya Shema, but it also represents the bracha la'achareha of Kriya Shema, of Kabbalah Samalka Shemayim, Yira V'Yamuna, of course. And not only that, but according to some, the bridge to Shemon Esrei, to Smichas Geula L'Tfila as well. And in this sense, Emes V'Yamuna and Emes V'Yatzin, in their relationship, takes on added significance as well. Lahagid baboker chazdecha ve'munascha balelos. Again, vani bechastecha batachi yogeli bi bishuasecha. Again, the same idea that you have to integrate these concepts of emuna in the future based on experience of the past, joy and happiness for feeling chazde Hashem or experiencing gvuras Hashem, together with the long term commitment. So anybody who plays around with the order or the details of Emes V'Yatzin and Emes V'Amuna, lo yatzei dechavaso, he compromises those themes, the themes that we're speaking of, as well as undermining somewhat at least the full mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And I think we live in a kind of a world where there are many people who look for the experiences. Today they call it spirituality, I guess. The sense of having a close relationship with the Borei Olam, and something which is understandable and admirable to a certain extent, but many of those people are also very shallow in their commitment. It's a conditional commitment in many cases, and or the substance and things that they do are just the means towards that sense of experience and feeling, and clearly that makes the sense of experience and feeling problematic. Certainly not ideal. Then there are other people who are very substantive and really have emunah bitachon, who don't need to have the additional experience and even the connection with the miraculous. In one respect, that's very admirable, that they don't need it as admirable, that the substance of their commitment and the depth of their faith is such that they could do without it is very impressive. But at the same time, such people also need to capitalize on the opportunities of Ashir Lashem Ki Gamal Alay, of Az Yashir. And it's not enough to have the Amunah Bitachon and all the substance. Part of that is also to appreciate the experience and to let that experience impact upon you still further. And people who who shy away from that aspect of Avodas Hashem, not as problematic as the first group, but they're also missing something. And I think we're almost uniquely situated as a community, to bridge the gap between both of those chisronos, and in that sense, to make more meaningful the theme of Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.